are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
Brace yourself and hold on tight as we break tackles and stiff arm our way to a fantasy championship. Bring on the big fellas.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We are back! Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Doing good, man. Excited for some running backs, man. It's about time we got into these big, hefty guys we love talking about.
That's right, buddy. That's right. We are going through our running back rankings for the 2023 season. We're counting them down from 10 to 1. But the thing is, my list is different than Trey's list. So let us know down in the comments who you think is better by the end of this bad boy. But before we get into those running back rankings, we got to hear from our friends over at Manscaped. Attention fantasy football fanatics, as draft season approaches, don't neglect the most important draft pick of all, your game balls. We all know how injuries can ruin a season, so let Manscaped take care of that Reggie Bush of yours with their skin-safe technology. This should guarantee you have a smooth ride into the playoffs. The leader in below-the-waist grooming have created a championship lineup with the Performance Package 4.0, and it's time for you to do the same. Join 8 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for kickoff by going to manscaped.com using promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping, Trey.
Without a doubt. And don't forget, the Lawnmower 4.0 has that 4000K LED light on there for those hard-to-reach places. That thing is brighter than Bryce Young's future in the end zone.
Heck yeah, buddy. Heck yeah. But we are here. We are here, and it is that time to go through our running back rankings. Yes, sir. Going through our running backs. I'm so excited to do this, buddy. I'm so excited. I think I'm just going to go ahead and kick us off here. Starting in at my number 10 in my rankings, and it may surprise a few people, but maybe not others, that is Saquon Barkley coming in at number 10. Listen, okay, look, Saquon got his bag. He got his money. He's got nothing left to prove, right? He got the money that he needs. Look, he's still going to be top 10. He's still going to be worth a draft pick. I do like Saquon, of course, coming in and doing his thing. I just think he's going to fall a little bit. I mean, God forbid injury happens again and he misses 6 or 7 games and he falls right there in the 10 spot.
Yeah, man, I understand. You know, I'm glad you got him in your top 10. I got him just a little higher up, but, you know, we can talk about that here in a little bit. But, yeah, Saquon Barkley at 10. Okay, we'll have to see what the rest of your list turns out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, it's definitely possible.
My number 10 on this list, which a lot of people I've actually seen have him higher, I barely got him in the top 10, just squeezed him in there. That is the man, Tony Pollard. Got him there at number 10. Okay. You know, he's got the quickness. He's got the moves, the agility on the field. Ezekiel Elliott's no longer at the Cowboys. I do think this team is going to be kind of more of a pass first team this year. That's why I have him so low, because I do think that if they were a run first type team, Tony Pollard could go crazy. I do know that he struggles with too much volume, or he did last year. So that's one of the reasons I have him a little bit lower, but I do think this dude is going to produce massively, especially for fantasy. And that's why I got him at 10.
Okay, yeah, I like it. I mean, I could see it. Number 10, I myself also have Tony Pollard on my list. I'm not going to tell you where he's at. Obviously, he's not in my number 10 slot. But, yeah, I mean, Tony Pollard is going to be the guy over there on the Cowboys. I mean, I've heard talks of them bringing Zeke in again, maybe having him have kind of back up, do a little less work, take less money, whatever. But I've also heard Zeke is meeting with the Patriots. So I think that Deuce Vaughn over there is somebody to also look out for. A little short 5'5 dude, but dude can run and make moves. But yeah, I could see it. I like it.
Yeah, I saw the clip of Deuce Vaughn behind the line, and it was like there was a fourth grader out there.
Yeah, dude, he's tiny, bro, tiny. My worry with that guy is injury, but I like Deuce Vaughn as a sneaky, I mean, probably undrafted grab, so look out for that.
Yeah, and probably in Dynasty even.
Absolutely, for sure. But let's keep this bad boy rolling in at my number 9 slot on my list. That is Ramondre Stevenson coming in at number nine. You know, I love me some Ramondre. My worry is guys like Zeke, Leonard Fournette, Kareem Hunt. I think the Patriots are going to end up grabbing one of these guys. We got excited when they let go of Damian Harris. We're like, okay, it's Ramondre's time to cook. But I really think they're going to pick up one of these veterans that are on the wire and come in and probably take some of the work from Ramondre. So I think that's why I got him falling kind of a little lower down at number 9.
Yeah, I had Ramondre on my list at one point. I took him off. I dropped him to 11. I was trying to decide between him and Tony Pollard there. But the only thing that worries me about Ramondre is, you know, Bill Belichick hasn't really been a bell cow type back recently. And I just have a feeling they're going to bring somebody in to take some of that work. And also, Bill Belichick's one of those guys where if the running back messes up, he'll bench him quick. and so that scares me a little bit for Ramondre, knowing that he's been behind Harris. You know, he just kind of stepped up into the light last year. And I want to see, you know, if they bring somebody else in that's going to take over that light, or even if he's in the light, he's going to have somebody taking part of it. So
for sure. Yeah, absolutely. We know that Belichick and them like to run, you know, a committee back there also. So definitely I see it. But just the way Ramondre was last year, I think he's going to come in and do his thing.
For sure. My number 9 on my list is a guy that I'm heavily drafting in leagues, but it's just hard to put him above some of these other guys. And that is Aaron Jones, baby. Got him in at number 9. I mean, he's obviously going to lose some work to AJ Dillon, which, you know, is why I have him lower on this list. But, you know, with Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers out of there, he's going to be kind of a safety net, check down city for Aaron Jones, I think. Jordan Love is going to look to this veteran to kind of help him out when he gets in a tough spot. And Aaron Jones is the dude that's going to do it.
For sure. You know, I love me some Aaron Jones. I rode that guy to the championship game last year. I do have him in at number 11 on my list, which might surprise you. But I just think I see it. It makes perfect sense that they're going to just feed him the ball. But from what I saw last year, they really, really tried hard to keep A.J. Dillon fed, especially towards the end of the season. And that's kind of why I have Aaron Jones kind of dropping to 11 for me.
I can dig it.
Absolutely. We're moving right along, baby. I love it. Let's get to number 8 on my list. A guy that surprised many folks last year, probably wasn't in anybody's top 10 last year, but I got him here this year. And that is Josh Jacobs coming in at number 8. Josh Jacobs, if he plays, I mean, there's all that craziness. You know, they're not in win now mode like the Giants were. And I believe that's why they paid Saquon. So that's kind of why I got Jacobs falling a little bit in my rankings.
Yeah, I actually don't have Josh Jacobs in my top 10 because of all of the outside of the league stuff. You know, he's already come out and said that he's willing to sit the whole season if he doesn't get paid. And I don't think they really care to pay him. So I bumped him down, you know, into the 13th spot there. And I worry about it, man. Out of all the running backs that are fighting right now, Josh Jacobs scares me the most.
Mm-hmm. Watch him come in and just still do his thing and tear it up.
Maybe. My number 8 on my list. I've went back and forth with these numbers. It's so hard to fit these guys in the right spots, but I got my main man Joe Mixon at number 8. Okay. He would be higher on this list, but I think that you know, after the second half of the season, the Bengals moved more to a pass first type offense. So I like that for them to continue that at the beginning of the year. But Joe Mixon, he got paid. He's the back on this team. They don't have P. Ryan anymore. I mean, he's going to get almost all of the carries in the backfield. And, you know, that he had a 5-touchdown game last year. I mean, those kind of guys, those are top 10 numbers. You know, I know it was only one, but, you know, touchdowns are touchdowns and they matter. And if you've got a running back that can get 5 in a game, he's going to get a lot all year anyway.
Yeah, that was wild. I mean, I don't know anybody who had Mixon last year who didn't win that week when he just went off, man. So, yeah, I like Joe Mixon on my list, on your list there, man. I don't have him in my top 10. I got him coming in at number 12. Yeah, but I love the take. I love it. I mean, I could see it either way, you know.
No doubt, no doubt.
Let's keep it moving. Let's move to my guy coming in at number 7. And we kind of talked about him a little bit already. That is Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard's the guy. Okay. I said earlier, you know, they might bring Zeke or one of those guys back. If they don't, I feel like Tony Pollard is able to get the amount of volume that he needs to get to at least come in at number 7. We know he gets gassed, so that's a little something I'm worried about, and that's why I don't have him a little higher on my list.
Yeah, man, I can dig 7. You know, I just, there's those other guys, you know, Aaron Jones, Mixon, I just feel like they're going to finish a little higher. But Tony Pollard, I like it. I like how, you know, we're not exactly on the same page, but they're all around about the same area.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My number 7 on my list, however, it hurts me to put him at number 7 because I love this guy, but there's just some better guys. And number 7 on my list is Jonathan Taylor.
Ooh. Okay.
Now, that might be a hot take. You know, some people are saying that he's done for, you know, after last year. But I think that he has a comeback season. This team, you know, with their new rookie quarterback, Anthony Richardson, I think it's going to cycle their offense through Richardson and Taylor specifically. And I think Taylor's going to get the bulk of that. You know, they're not going to push Richardson to the point, you know, where he's going to get hurt. And Taylor's going to be that safety net in this situation. You know, they don't have a lot of receiver options on this team. Jonathan Taylor can do everything on the field. You know, he just got to stay healthy. And I think that he can do that this year. I think that puts him at the 7 spot.
At the 7 with Jonathan Taylor. I like it. I'm going to go ahead and just move on straight to my number 6 guy, because that is also Jonathan Taylor coming in at number 6. Okay.
I'm surprised that I had him lower than you.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, it's for the same reasons, though. I think that, you know, there's going to be a little learning curve with Anthony Richardson there. You know, that would make you think that the Colts would just keep handing the ball off and handing the ball off. But I think it's just going to be it's going to take a little time for them to get on the same page. And for that reason, I think that's why, you know, I'm going to have him come in at number 6.
Yeah, and I actually had Jonathan Taylor at 6 and last minute bumped him to 7, moved 7 up. While we're here, we're going to bring him up. My number 6 on my list, Bijan Robinson, baby. Rookie Bijan. I got him at number 6 on my list. You know, a lot of people, I've seen people have him at number 1 this year. I don't think it's going to be that type of explosion, but I do think he's going to be a top 10 running back. The only thing that scares me is Tyler Algier is still there and he is still a good running back. Now, I know this team is a run heavy offense, so there's going to be enough room for both of them to eat. But you also got Desmond Ridder, who's going to eat on the ground a little bit. So that's the only thing that scares me, is that there's a little bit of spotlight going to be taken away from him. Outside of that, Bijan Robinson is obviously, you know, a first round rookie running back compared to Saquon in his first couple years. So he's going to be great and he's definitely going to be top 10. I got him at 6.
I like it. I mean, I got him on my list too. We're going to get to him, you know, here in a minute. But I could see it. It makes sense. I mean, you know, we want it to be so bad. We want Bijan to take that spot so bad. That's kind of what scares me a little bit about having him super, super high and keeping him at, putting him at number 1.
It's scary, but I think he's got the juice.
Exactly. I agree. But let's keep it rolling. Let's keep it going, buddy. We're flying through these bad boys. Coming in at my number 5. It's a guy that has been higher in years past. So that guy is Derrick Henry. coming in at number five, Derrick Henry, the man with the crown. A lot of talk about D-Hop coming in. D-Hop coming in is going to open up the field for Henry. You can't be stacking the box on your Henry like they did to him last year because they didn't have any threats out there in the field. Now they got Traylon and D-Hop running around out there. That's going to give Henry more room to run, and that's why I'm still keeping him like in my top five.
Yeah, man, I like it. I have Henry higher on my list than top five. But you know what, everything you said is exactly why. I'll talk a little bit more about it here in a little bit. But my number five on my list is probably going to shock the world. You know, it was really tough, but you know, it's a strong hot take, but it's just the way I see it. And my number five on my list is Christian McCaffrey. Number five. Okay. And let me tell you why. Number one, first of all, you know, these guys that finished the top in the top two or three the year before, it's not always reproduced. And with Christian McCaffrey, you know, Elijah Mitchell is healthy now, and Elijah Mitchell, when he is healthy, takes 50% of the snaps on this team. You know, you got Kyle Shanahan, who's the running back nightmare for fantasy owners. I mean, this dude will swap in and out running backs all over the place. I still think that Christian McCaffrey is going to get it in the PPR aspect. And he's going to be as great as he is. I just think that Elijah Mitchell is going to take enough work to knock him down the list a little bit.
Okay. Okay. That is a little bit of a juicy hot take. I like it. I like it. But the problem is Elijah Mitchell can never stay healthy. He played what, five games last year. And in those five games, he did, so Christian McCaffrey ran about 10 and a half runs while Elijah Mitchell was in. He did about 15 carries when he wasn't in the game. So I get it. If Elijah's there, it's definitely his production is going to fall.
And sure, Elijah Mitchell, you know, is injury prone, but same thing can go for Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. He stayed healthy last year and we loved him for it.
Definitely. That's why everybody's hyped up on him this year. And I worry about those people, man. Just give me, that's why I'm taking wide receiver round one and I ain't even going to.
So let me ask you this. First pick of the draft. You got it. Who you taking? Regular, half PPR?
Justin Jefferson, baby.
Ooh, okay. Okay. I mean, mate, yeah, okay. Safe. Play it safe. I get it.
It safe. That's how I'm feeling this year.
Let's keep it going, buddy. Let's get to my number four on my list, and that's Austin Ekeler. Austin Ekeler coming in at number four. Last year, he got 13 touchdowns. He had 107 receptions. We're talking about our rankings here with Ekeler. I mean, he's in my top five, 100%. He's going to produce. He's going to do his thing. I just think there's a few guys ahead of him that I feel like I could count on more to get more carries.
Yeah, I can dig it. I got Ekeler, you know, on my list a little bit higher than four, but, you know, I'll get to that here in a second. Jump into my four real quick. You're 10, Saquon Barkley, baby, got him at the four spot. Okay. He got his bag. Okay. This team lacks heavily in the receiver room. You saw last year. I mean, Barkley was basically the offense. It's another year past injury. I mean, this dude is an amazing running back. You saw what he did in his rookie season. Yes, I know he's injury prone, but last year he played 16 out of 17 games and had 1600 total yards with 10 touchdowns. I mean, I really think Saquon Barkley is going to step up and be the Giants offense, and the volume alone on top of his skill is why I have him at number four.
Okay, I could see it for sure. I could see it. My only issue with Saquon having him that high on the list is last year he started off hot. Boy, he got in there. He did his thing. He tore it up. But as the season progressed, he kind of lost some of the juice. And I think that's probably why I got him a little lower on my list.
Well, and not only did he lose some of the juice, they lost all of their receivers. I mean, they had five or six receivers on IR, and they were just playing with, you know, college and like high school kids out there. And so they knew Barkley was going to get the ball. And when you take that many hits and they just keep coming, it, you know, it gets tiresome. So hopefully they get a little bit more talent in there and get everybody a little bit more healthy so that way it can open up some space for him.
For sure, buddy, for sure. But yeah, I like it, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. Let's go to my number three on my list. Bringing it up, we talked about him a little bit earlier. Number three coming in, Bijan Robinson. Coming in at number three, old Bijan. Hey, I didn't have him at number one. Look, I want him to do well so bad. I'm trying to be modest here, put him at three. I think he's going to catch a lot of balls in the outfield. They're going to use him as a receiving back. They're going to use him as a big running back. They're going to use this guy. I was looking at some of the records this guy set last year. Texas school record for yards per carry in a game, 19.1. Third in Texas career rushing touchdowns, 33. Fourth in Texas career rushing yards, 3,410. Ninth in Texas career points scored, 246. Tell me this guy doesn't bring this juice to the NFL, and that's why I got him coming in at number three.
I can dig it. I can dig it. It just scares me. so I had to move him just a little bit down, a little further down. But my number three is your number four, Austin Eckler. Got him right there at the three spot. I mean, he's a PPR monster. Obviously, last year he had over 100 receptions. I do think that this team is going to – Herbert's going to step it up, and it's going to be more of a passing offense. But like I said, Eckler's a PPR monster. I just don't know if there'll be as many checkdowns. I really think this team's going to be a more high-octane, deeper passing offense. Outside of that, Eckler's going to put in the work. Obviously, he still has contract issues as well. It just doesn't scare me near as much as Josh Jacobs. And so that's why I got Eckler at three.
Okay. Okay. I see it. I can see it. Well, let me ask you this. Would it surprise you that if I told you that Austin Eckler didn't rush for 1,000 yards last year?
No, it wouldn't. You know, outside of that's why he's a PPR monster. You know, he was top or number one in full point PPR and running back because of the receptions. I mean, that's kind of that's what this dude does. You know, he's not going to get 1,000 on the ground every year, but he's still going to put up the points.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Would it surprise you if I told you that Austin Eckler hasn't had 1,000-yard rushing season ever?
That would surprise me a little bit, but it's still that's pretty exciting, honestly, to me. It's like, then pay him like a wide receiver. What are you doing?
Exactly. 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 No, I love it. I love Austin Eckler. Like you said, PPR, half PPR. He is your guy. I've drafted him number one and then so many mock drafts that we've done. I love Eckler. I love him.
Yeah. And actually, you know, like I was saying, Justin Jefferson, I would probably take him one in full PPR, but half PPR, I might lean more towards Eckler, but I would take Eckler over Christian McCaffrey in my opinion.
Okay. Okay. I like it. I like it. Okay. Let's get to my number two on my list. Another guy that is a little lower on your list. Coming in at my number two slot, Christian McCaffrey. Coming in at number two, okay, look, I know, like we talked about, Elijah Mitchell, yada, 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 but this is another guy that's kind of your half PPR, PPR monster. Christian McCaffrey is another one of those pass-catching backs that's going to get you what you need to get. He did only rush for 746 yards and only six touchdowns last year, but he did get 52 receptions for the 49ers. That's all 49ers, by the way. We know he started a couple games Panther. Either way, Christian McCaffrey is going to do what you need him to do, and that's why I got him at number two on this
list. I love it, man. I'm actually surprised you have him at number two. It's weird. I think we have the same number one on our list, which is pretty awesome, I think. But, you know, real quick, I'm going to jump into my number two. He's a little further down your list. But that's the man, Derrick Henry, baby. King Henry at number two on the year. I'm calling it. Okay, you know, we know what he's made of. I mean, this dude, what was it, the season that he got hurt, he was on a run to break every record there is for a running back. You know, he says, people say he's on a decline. I think he was just recovering from injury. I mean, he's 30 years old. This dude is a monster. He's going to run through people. I mean, they literally had at the practice the other day, they went around and they said, how many 12-year-olds will it take to tackle Derrick Henry? And it started out, dude was like 30, and then dude was like 1,000. And then one dude was like, all of them. And then they asked Derrick Henry and he said, y'all don't want to act that out.
You don't want to hurt no little kids.
Right.
Well, you heard it here first. Trace says the king has returned.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. I want luck, but let's say our number one at the same time.
Okay, okay.
If it's not the same person, I'm gonna be blown away that this dude's not on your list.
Okay, all right, all right. Coming in at number one is
Nick Chubb. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Nick Chubb coming in at number one on our list. Tell him why, Trey.
Look, okay, the Browns lost Kareem Hunt. Starting off there, he's going to get more groundwork. Nick Chubb literally was number one in standard leagues last year. Only reason Austin Eckler beat him because he's a PPR monster. This team is going to have a better offense, which is going to open up more room for Nick Chubb. I mean, he's going to get 300 touches on the year. This dude is going to be a monster, and I cannot wait.
Absolutely, absolutely. Nick Chubb has not... he has not went under 1,000 yards since his rookie season, which was 996 yards. So he was 4 yards shy of hitting that 1,000 over. I mean, that's something right there, buddy. Last year, 1,500 yards, 12 touchdowns. Got in there a little bit in the passing game, a little bit, 27 receptions. Nick Chubb is the man. He gets slept on every single year. If you're not drafting Nick Chubb, it's a mistake. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, man, Nick Chubb's just that boring guy. You know, everybody wants Bijan Robinson, and Nick Chubb is, I mean, you know that he can do it. He did it last year. Just take Nick Chubb.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, look, I love about Nick Chubb? He just reminds me of like that old school Jim Brown. I don't need no pads on my arm, bro. I like to get scraped up. I like to bleed a little bit. You know what I mean? I love me some Nick Chubb.
Taste that blood, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, he liked the way it tastes, like, you know.
I like the way it tastes, just salty.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh man, that was fun.
Yeah, man. I can't believe we had Nick Chubb. Both of us had Nick Chubb at number one. That's awesome.
It's funny because we talked about this off air and you said, I'm pretty sure our number ones are gonna be different.
Yeah, I really thought they were because I was thinking you would either have CMC or Bijan. Or Eckler, maybe. I mean, Nick Chubb, hey, great minds think alike.
You already know. We got wide receivers coming up next here. So if you haven't already, like this video and subscribe to our channel so you can get our wide receivers. We did the quarterbacks last week. Wide receivers are on deck. Man, we're getting close, buddy. We're getting close to the end of the season. I'm excited. You mean the
beginning?
I mean, we're getting close, buddy. We're getting close to the beginning of the season.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's almost here, and I am ready for some fantasy football.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But guys, don't forget to check us out over on Patreon. We have a Patreon now. Go over there, patreon.com/fourthandflex. Get in a group chat with us. You can get on our... you can get in there and ask us questions personally. We're going to help you with our teams, review your teams. We're going to help get you to the playoffs. So go over to patreon.com, become a part of the family, be a flexaholic with us. I love it. I love it. And always don't forget that we got merch, baby. We got those. We got them. We got some of those. We got shirts, hats, mugs, all that good stuff. Check us out. Go down in the description. We got merch. Get you some for sure. Guys, thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace out.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, question...